To life. I want to be a human book for an hour.
Thank you.
Okay, I know. It's a good one. It's a good one. Okay. Would you be willing to admit that nobody's made you weak?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a world in which you only saw your strength?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the Course says you must be willing to perceive a world where your weakness isn't.
Amen.
So when I read something like that in the course, I always like to just say it. I always like to just do what it says as I go to it. So I'm going to say, I'm willing to perceive a world where I am not weak, which is different from saying I choose to see a world where I'm strong. I've said that a million times. That's what I like about the course. It was like, it's asking me to say things in ways I'm not used to saying it and don't necessarily feel comfortable about saying it. It might work. Because all this stuff I've done has worked up to that point. So I want to see a world where I don't see any weakness in myself. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Then it's very important that you want to see a world where you are strong. And if you want to see a world where you don't have your problems, and if you want to see a world where you're powerful, the course says it's not necessary that you understand how you can see it. I'm going to stay with that for a minute because I'm so hard-headed that goes right past my... I'll say it again. You're saying you want to see a world, and I want to see a world where we don't see our weakness. It's not necessary that you understand how to see it. That goes 90% of our work. Because
yeah.
We spend most of our time trying to figure out how we're going to see a world where we're successful, happy, prosperous, and whatever. And that's what we do. We're busy trying to figure out, well, how am I going to see that? Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this again. Your higher self is saying it's not necessary for you to understand how you're going to see it. It's not necessary for you to understand how you're going to see it. What did it say? Okay, do you have to believe this?
No.
Okay, that's the only rule. You don't have to believe it. 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 That's okay. Because if we keep that in mind, that we don't have to believe it, we will stay open-minded. Mm-hmm. The minute you think I'm saying something to you that you have to believe, then that's when we become adversarial. Mm-hmm. And you start protecting your thoughts. I promise you, you don't have to believe it. What I love and the power that I feel comes from just being able to be in a room full of beings that are so powerful that they will let you say things to them that they don't have to believe. That's an extraordinary group of people. Because they're willing to be entertained by thoughts that are new even if they don't believe them. It's thought entertainment. That's what I'm here for. Thought entertainment. I throw some thoughts out for you. You choose which ones entertain you. Right? And then the ones that you don't like, this is what you do with thoughts you don't like. Okay, I'm a thought you don't like, right? This is you. This is what you deal with a thought you don't like.
Yep.
Let the thought pass through and leave your mind.
Walk on by.
Now, grab me. This is purely for the experiment. I have so much fun in my life. God.
Where would you like to be grabbed?
Remember, people should only grab you where both of you feel innocent.
There you go, Mary.
At the time, both of you feel innocent. And where both of you feel innocent.
Cool.
If you do it any other time, you might get arrested.
Or a headbutt.
It's so easy to succeed at anything you're trying to do when you're doing it with somebody that wants to do it with you.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Try it. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to do things with people who you believe in each other and you care about each other and you trust each other and you love each other and you're trying to do something together and you know your relationship is so strong that even if something comes up, you're going to both work it out because you're going to go past it because your relationship is so important that it pulls you past the obstacle. You know what I'm saying? Then you go back, then you right back where you began and you start all of you all excited. You don't have to go through 6 months of therapy where somebody forgives somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's like, my God. Okay, so when I come back, just grab my arm. That'll be safe. Okay. We got some parts of the body that are appropriate for any time touch. Is that right? We all agree on that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also should be conscious enough to know that that's just a rule we made up.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with
right.
reality.
Right.
I love to be around people who realize that all the rules of society were made up.
Right.
Thank you.
God, they're so much more fun to be around than the people who think they're real.
No.
Oh, God, they take everything so seriously. Okay. They wonder why they're miserable. They wonder why they're lonely. You're no fun. You know, when people think about having a good time, you're not like the first person that comes to their mind. Why? Because most of the time you're kind of like a drag, man. You know, I'm worried, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm unhappy. That's okay sometimes. Because we all go through that sometimes. We all misperceive sometimes. But if you just made it a regular habit of being miserable all the time, then don't be upset with people because they love themselves too much to hang out with you. That Emily? All right, I thought that was your laugh. Okay. All right. I forgot what I want to do this whole thing. Okay, here we go. First the thought walked through. I never let my subject matter what get in the way of what I have to say. Okay, so first let the thought run through. Now here's something the thought you don't like. All right. Now you grab that worry, that fear, that upset, that situation, that circumstance, and now you're focusing in on it. But if you had just looked at it and let it go, it would go right on out your life. See what I'm saying? We grab them. We have a weary thought. We have an angry thought. We get upset about something. The first thing we do is we grab it, and then we start analyzing it, and we start putting out. The course says you're only supposed to recognize a problem for as long as it takes you to realize that now it's time to go to the solution. And it says we stay stuck at the recognition of the problem and just live there.
Yeah.
And it says, no, I just need to recognize their problem so that the problem could be solved. Now I need to be working with the solution. That's where all my energy needs to be now. I know there's a problem. Now let me go straight to the solution. But what do we do? Of course, what we do is we grab the problem and we put all our energy into figuring the problem out, right? So the Course is saying you don't have to understand how you can see a world in which you... This is going to really go upset some people next to us. It's not necessary that you understand how you can see a world where you are not weak. You shouldn't even try to understand how you can see a world in which you are not weak. Why? This is deep. Why? Because if you focus on what you cannot understand, you but emphasize your helplessness. Every time you focus on something that you don't understand, it emphasizes your disorientation, your confusion, your ignorance. Right? Then it says, and then that lets sin, that lets your misperception, that's all sin is, it lets your misperception then tell you that your enemy must be yourself. So you need to only ask yourself these questions, which you must decide if you want to have all of this done for you. Okay, so I'm just being the book. So, you know, I'm just being the book. Okay, so I'll say it again, because I'm the book. I'm saying that I'm going to ask you to ask yourself these questions, and these are some questions you must decide if you would like to have your weaknesses removed for you. If you like to have your problems removed for you. If you like to have your fear removed for you, these are the questions you have to decide. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Do I desire a world that I rule instead of one that rules me? Do you desire a world that you rule instead of a world that rules you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, this is really cool. The Course in Miracles definition of world is false perception.
Yeah.
Now watch how that changes the whole thing. Do I desire a false perception that I rule instead of a false perception that rules me?
Yeah,
absolutely. Do I desire a false perception that I rule instead of a false perception that rules me? Do I want to rule my perceptions instead of having my perceptions rule me? Do I want to tell my perceptions what they should be instead of letting my perceptions tell me what I should be?
Yeah.
Got to answer these questions if you want to have it done for you.
Yeah.
The people who really want to have it done for you, please be loud.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right. Quiet people shouldn't rule all the time. Okay? There should be some equal time around here. Okay, everybody's not quiet. Okay.
I want to ask a question.
Okay.
I'm really struggling with this one because I believe that God guides your life. I mean, God creates the opportunities. Love creates the opportunities.
Hey, but remember now, stay on point. Stay on point. Try to stay on point. Try to stay on point. The point was, if you want to have it done for you, these are the questions you ask yourself.
Awesome.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? What we're doing right now is we are asking the questions that a person has to ask according to the course. Now, we're using the course, y'all. Right?
Yeah.
So, I'm just going within this book. It isn't the only way. So, try to bring your other teachings into this. This is just the course. So, it's not going to apply to some other book or some other perception. I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying that comes up for all of us when we're doing this. We want to bring all of our stuff into it and then fit it into our stuff. And what we're saying is, since we don't have to believe it, just let it stand on its own for a minute and just listen. And if those of you who feel the power like I do and you want to join me, please join me, because I'm making the decision to be happy. And I've analyzed enough now. And I've reached the end of my
purification.
That's one way of looking at it. Anal? And what does anal do? It lies. Right? See what I'm saying? Because it's like thinking you're going to understand something by breaking it into little bitty pieces. Let me give you an example. If you chop me up right now, would it be easy for you to recognize what I look like? Well, it's the same thing. It's true with everything you break down. And the more we break it down, the less we understand it. So what a part of the mind wants to do is take every new idea we get and this is what the trip is. What happens is that the idea makes an impact. And since the idea makes an impact, it scares our ego, which is our old way of looking at things. So our ego immediately tells us to analyze it, because it knows that we analyze the idea that just impacted us, we'll destroy the meaning of it and be the same way we were in the first place.
Wow. It sounds like a tool. It sounds like a tool that our fearful mind will use to keep us in a state of separation.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Analyzation is a tool our fearful mind would use to keep us in the illusion of separation. And our higher self uses everything we've made to free us. So our higher self will use our analyzation abilities. So that way we don't have to run away from the things we've developed. We can just let those things be used for our happiness, where we have been using it for our conflict. So you don't lose anything on the in the truth. It takes everything. It takes the family you got, the house you got, the car you got, the thoughts you got, the clothes you got. Wherever you are, it takes you where you are. It uses everything you've learned, and it uses everything you've learned to make you come to a realization of how stupendously spectacular you are. That's what your right mind does. So you don't have to sacrifice your flat screen TV. Your flat screen TV will be used to show you some really cool movies.
Yeah.
That'll wake you up. You see what I'm saying? So don't get in war at war with the physical world because you're trying to be spiritual. What you do is you let your higher self teach you how to use your sex life to heal you where you have used it to hurt you. Okay, so do you desire a world you rule instead of one that rules you?
Yeah.
Do you desire this is deep. Do you desire a world where you are powerful instead of helpless? Do you desire a world in which you are powerful instead of helpless?
Yes.
Do you desire a world in which you have no enemies?
Yeah.
Do you desire a world where you cannot sin?
Yeah.
What's that? I desire a world in which I cannot attack nor be attacked. That's what sin means. Yeah. Now, okay, this is the last question is the boogabell. Okay, the last question is, do I want to see what I denied because it's the truth? In other words, do I want to see the things that I am hiding from myself because I am afraid to face the truth? And I didn't hear a whole lot of power behind it. All of a sudden, there's like a lot of power left out of the responses. Do you want to see what you denied the cross? Yes, yes. It is. I love the Course in Miracles and just have a chance together to just hear it. Because that's usually the last thing you hear in the Course in Miracles class is the Course.
So, what's another interpretation of the truth? Like, what's the truth?
Do I want to see what I deny because it is the love? Do I want to see what I have denied because it is God? Do I want to see what I have denied because it's free? Do I want to see what I have denied because it's abundant? Do I want to see what I have denied because it's the truth? See, the Course in Miracles says we got it backwards. We think that the truth hurts us and the lie protects us. So when you tell us that we need to look at the truth, we associate that with loss. Because a lot of times when you tell people the truth, that's when they seem to get most upset with you or seem to leave you or something negative happens. So the Course says we've learned that communication results in separation. So therefore we believe hiding is what results in keeping it together. So, right. So whenever some book says something to us like, do I want to see what I deny because it's the truth? Then it makes me feel afraid. Because I'm afraid of what the truth is going to show me. And that's why it says in the very next sentence, you may already have answered the first three questions, but not yet the last. And notice how the book always tells the truth. Everybody goes, yeah. Do you want to be world? You rule, tell one rule. Yeah. Do you desire world? Well, powerful said, heaven? Yeah. Do I desire world? Once I have no end, and again, I say, yeah. Do I want to see what I deny because the truth is? Yeah. He says, and then it comes right behind it, right? It says, you may already have answered the first three questions, but not yet. The book already knows what we're going to do before we do it. That's what I like about it. Do you want to predict it? You want to be able to predict the future accurately? Know the truth.
Yeah, really.
That's why this book can tell it all. When you read it, it's going to freak you out because it's going to predict your next response before you do it. And then you're going to do it just like it said it was going to do it. And all of a sudden you realize that we are quite predictable creatures. And we're totally predictable simply because we all share in the same thought system, which is that we're separate, different, and apart. And with that thought system, there are just certain behaviors you can always count on.
Sure.
So the once you know how the separated mind operates, you know what everyone's going to do before they do it. You may not know the flavor, you may not know the color, but you know the content. I might not know how you're going to leave me, but I know if you're afraid of me, sooner or later we're going to separate. I don't know if you're going to do it on a Thursday or Friday, whether you're going to do it walking down the street, or you're going to do it. I don't know the form. The form is the fun. That's the fun part. If we get a chance to be kind of like surprised by the form that the content comes in, right? But when you're conscious, you at least you know what the content's going to be. So you don't have to be fooled. You have no more excuses. You know, you cannot depend on a love with fear in it. And so as soon as someone tells you they're afraid of you, you know you can't depend on them being consistent in their love. So you just let go of that expectation. And you stay aware that this person doesn't love you consistently. There's a gap in their love. And that gap is called fear. Fear is not a part of love. Fear is a gap in love.
Wow.
It's a hole in love. Picture a slice of cheese with holes in it. Everywhere you see a hole is where your fear is located. And that's how crappy stuff gets into your life. Through the holes of fear. And then we're in a world where people think being afraid makes more sense than being loving. Because if you're loving, you're vulnerable. But if you're fearful, you defend it. So they just made one big hole. They're nothing but a hole.
Asshole.
Yeah. I knew somebody was going to say that. Because somebody always does. Like I said, it all gets to a point you know what's going to happen before it happens. But it's cool. Like, what did I do with my water? What did I do with my water? Okay, there you go. Okay. Okay. You with me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You know, if I would be honest with myself, sometimes I would answer, do I want whatever you said? I would say yes, but other times I would say no, if I was being honest. And that's my frustration. When I'm in my right mind, oh my God. But when that ego steps in, and I can honestly say, no, I don't want peace.
You're going to love this section.
I want drama.
You're going to love this section. Okay, just hold tight. Let me tell you something. You're going to love this. Okay. This is deep. I'm so glad you said it. Because, again, you're going to see it. You're going to get another example of how the Course in Miracles knows what you're going to say before you said it. Okay? You may have already answered the first three questions, but you haven't answered the last question about do you want to see what you've been denying because it's the truth? Because this is the question that seems fearful. This is the question that seems unlike the others. Yet your reason must assure you that all four of these questions are the same. We said this year will emphasize the sameness of things. See, that's what we're emphasizing. We're all here emphasizing that we're the same. We're all here emphasizing that we're one. That we all have love, we all have fear, we all create. We're not emphasizing our differences. Look at the diversity of bodies and the ages and the looks and everything in here. What's bringing us here is where we're all the same. And where we're all the same is the desire to be right here, right now.
Yes.
Right? So this year we're going to emphasize, like the Course says, the sameness of things that really are the same. Which is really cool. Okay? Then it says, yet the final question, do I want to see what I have denied because it is the truth? The final question, which is indeed the last question you need to decide, is the final question, still seems to hold a threat that the rest have lost for you. Isn't that true?
Yeah.
And this, okay, I'm saying the last question looks like it poses a threat that the first three didn't. Okay? Yeah. Then it says, and this imagined difference attests to your belief that truth may be the enemy you yet will find. See, the Course is saying, we think truth is the enemy. That's why we become afraid as soon as somebody says, do you want to see the truth? We think love is the enemy. We think God is the enemy. We think what created us is out to get. We believe in guilt. So, it says, here then would seem to be the last remaining hope of finding sin, and that simply means not accepting your power. The last hope of not accepting my power is refusing to see the truth.
One more time.
My refusal to see the truth is my last ditch effort to stay weak, to stay just the way I am. My last ditch effort to keep myself just the way I am is my refusal to hear the truth that would change me. So we are afraid of the truth that would change us. Because we feel more comfortable as we are. And we're afraid of the unknown even though we're asking for it.
Right.
I want a brand new Earl, but what are you going to be like? What do you mean? What is he going to do? At least I know my way around this one. He's crazy, but I know my way around it. I know all his weaknesses and lacks and, you know. We talk about going somewhere none of us. And then we toss it around. I want to go to love. I want to go to truth. I want to go to bondage. We don't know what the hell we talking about. We know we don't know. Give me some love. I wouldn't know love if it ran over me like a train. You know, give me some love. Let's make love. You can't make love. You can only make fear. That's what we should be saying. Baby, let's make some fear tonight. This relationship been going really good. We got a lot of peace going, a lot of love going. We feel completely free. I'm not possessing you, you're not possessing me. Let's make some fear tonight. The minute that fear happens, then fear happens, possession happens, scripts happen. Upset if they don't phone happens. Who they looking at happens. Are they giving me enough instant happens? You know what I'm saying? The minute we lock into that body and we say, this body is mine, it's a jail on your behalf. Carrying it around, carrying my deal. You got visiting hours, and the other person watching you doing the visit. It's like the jello. I'm so glad I am beginning to wake up from the insanity I was taught. I am so happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like waking up in a vat of doo-doo and everybody else swimming in it. And you're going, this is doo-doo. Welcome, my son. You are enlightened. The first word somebody enlighten me. This is doo-doo. You know, what do you mean, this is doo-doo? This is a doo-doo. You can surf here. Sure, you can be on the beach in a tsunami, wipe your butt out. But this is what God created. And the people that go, that sounds crazy, we're the ones that are called crazy.
Yeah.
Like some loving God would create, you know, 200,000 people being destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know how, I don't know why that happened. I just don't believe love is responsible.
It's the planet's natural air conditioning.
I don't know what it is.
I'm serious
that I don't know. There's many different ideas about it. If there are people in the world, there are as many opinions as there are us that's here. But what we need to do is just focus on nothing that is loving destroys us.
We need to recognize that we just don't know.
We don't know. Lesson number 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I do not know what anything is for. So I'm upset with somebody. I don't know what you are for.
Right.
You know? I love that. Okay, I'm going to keep going in this section, even if I have to complete it the next time. Because this is an important section. And it's going to trigger questions. And it's going to trigger defense, okay? And when your defenses get triggered, it's probably going to trigger a question. Because questions are a way of interrupting the flow of the information that's become threatening to you. Questions are a way of interrupting the flow of the information that you've become afraid of. So that's why every time we get deep, question. Because that's going to stop it. And that's not talking about the people who are asking questions. I'm just telling you the truth about what a question is really far from a core standpoint. I'm the book. Don't get mad at me. Okay. I'm the book. Because I know I'm the same way. The minute I get triggered, I want to interrupt that flow of communication because it's become threatening to my ego. And if I can ask a question, then you'll stop talking and I won't hear that truth that was impacting me. And then the other part of mine said, no, Earl, that's just a trick that dude is using to keep you from questioning the beliefs that he's trying to get you, fully forgetting that I said at the very beginning, you don't have to believe anything.
Thank you.
You know, this is deep. This is deep. I'm not this smart. This is coming from the course. Okay. I just made the goal of my life of making my mind this man and this man my man. Because I knew if my mind could ever get this sane and this loving, I would have to live in a world that would be beyond my wildest dreams. Because the world is a reflection of what's in my mind.
Yeah, that's right.
Woo! And I'm getting a man enema. I just love it. All right. Is your mind constipated? How many of y'all got a constipated mind? Woo! Well, we got to listen to the ex-lax from God. Tastes like chocolate.
Girl, you are too much.
I know. That's my personal core belief that I'm having to work past, is that my aliveness hurts others. My being myself somehow creates fear.
Yeah.
Because that's been the most common thing I've experienced in my personal relationships with people. Yeah. They think that, you know, I don't know what they think, you know what I'm saying? But I'm intense.
Really?
I check anybody that could observe would realize. Okay. But y'all got your personal laws. I'm alone. Nobody loves me. You know, we all got our personal law. You got to get in touch with your personal law. And the course says the main personal law that we have to let go of is the one that I am separate. I am separate from God. I am separate from my source. I am alone. That's the main wrong idea. Okay.
Right.
All right. So, don't forget the choice of so-called sin and truth is the same as you're choosing between your helplessness and your power. And whether or not you choose for your helplessness or whether you choose for your power depends on whether you choose to attack in a situation or whether you choose to heal in a situation. If you choose to heal in a situation, you're choosing for your power. If you choose to attack in a situation, you are choosing for your helplessness. Every time you attack, it makes you helpless. Every time you choose to heal in the situation, it makes you stronger. But you know why? Because you cannot heal until you have power. See, it's not until you become powerful that you would rather not attack the person. So if you're the kind of person that would rather not attack, you're already a person that's realizing your power. Because it takes a very powerful person not to attack, not to argue, not to fight. Okay. Now, here's another point. Anybody you want to attack and kill and kick their butt, obviously, is somebody you want to heal. Is this right? I mean, I love how this book says it. He says, now, whom you would have healed must really be somebody you're choosing to be protected from attack. So, I want to protect everyone from attack by choosing that everybody in this room have all of their fears undone.
Yeah.
I want to protect everybody in this room by choosing that everyone in this room have all their fears undone. The Course in Miracles says to heal means to undo fear. It's not the same as going to get some medicine and put on a wound. If you really want to heal, you want your fear undone. So anybody that loves you doesn't want you to become more afraid. And anyone that wants you to become more afraid, they're emphasizing helplessness and weakness and emphasizing their weakness and helplessness. And then the relationship becomes weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And the relationship becomes nothing but a lesson in how to attack yourself. And then the relationship ends because it has no power. So how can you not succeed if only weakness stands in the way?
Yes.
Because weakness doesn't have any power. So if your biggest problem is that you feel weak, what's stopping you?
Wow.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, I'll say it again. How can you not succeed if only weakness stands in the way? Because weakness has no power. And what doesn't come from our Creator doesn't have any power to do anything. So any form of weakness has no real power. None. If it's weak, how can it stop you? If it's weak, it has no power. That's why you're calling it weak.
That's the definition.
That's the definition of weak.
Yeah.
Is that it can't do anything.
No power.
I love that. So you got all these weaknesses, right? You got all these fears. You got all this stuff. But the Course says, what if it's weakness? It has no power. Are you trying to understand this? See how it slows you down?
Yeah, except for the meaning we give it.
We give it power.
Any way you want to look at that.
Yeah.
Any way you want to approach that is okay with me. I'm just saying the sentence in the book.
All right? Thank you. Trying to
okay, now this is even deeper, y'all. Okay, if you want to have the person in your life protected instead of having the person in your life attacked, this simply the decision of whether or not to see that person through your eyes of your body, or would you rather see that person through vision? Through vision. If I want to heal you and not attack you, then I've got to stop looking at what you're doing through the eyes of my ego. And I've got to learn how to look at what you're doing through vision. I've got to learn how to see beyond what it looks like my eyes are showing me. We got to learn how to look beyond what it looks like your eyes are showing you. You have to learn how to look beyond what it looks like your senses are showing you. You have to learn how to look beyond what it looks like your ego is telling you. You have to learn how to look beyond your interpretation of the situation that's bringing you pain. You have to learn how to look beyond your interpretation of the situation that's causing you pain. You have to learn how to look beyond the interpretation that you are making that's causing you pain. That's what's happening whenever we look through the eyes of the body. We're looking through the eyes of our own interpretation that's causing our reaction and causing our feeling. So if I want to get past my pain, I have to learn how to see beyond my feelings.
Woo.
My own interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And when I want to see you that way, that's when you know I really want to protect you. You know I really want you to be healed when I remember who you are beyond the way you're acting in the moment when you're afraid.
Woo.
Now This is what I love about the Course in Miracles. The very next sentence, everybody's feeling all depressed. You mean I got to do all that and I haven't even been to the cleaner? This is most stuff for me to do. It seems like this salvation stuff is hard work, man. All right. Okay. Pay attention very carefully because these are the kind of sentences our ego doesn't like us to hear because it would make this easy. Okay? All right. So you want to have these people reveal to you through vision?
Yes.
Yeah. How your decision to see this person beyond how you see them that makes you can't stand them? Okay? How this decision is going to lead you to the effects you want is not your problem.
Okay.
I'll say it again. How this decision leads to its effects is not your problem. How your decision to see me in a loving way leads you to seeing me in a loving way is not your problem. Figuring out how to see your daddy a different way is not your problem. You are only supposed to make the decision that you rather have vision than judgment. That you rather see what's going on than guess and analyze and judge and figure out. Figuring out Earl Purdy takes a lot longer than just seeing him. I want to see you clearly. I want to have vision. I want to see what's going on correctly and clearly. Because if I see what's going on correctly and clearly, only love will come out of me and love will heal the situation for me. If we let love come through us one friggin' instant, it would transform every one of us in this room. If any of us would let go of our suspicions and our judgments and our fears and our past ideas and our scripts and our needs for just an instant, all of us could be healed in this instant. But then you wouldn't see the All-Star game. And we all know that we want to stay here long enough to go on vacation. That Prada bag, I gotta have it. Okay. So this is a course in cause and not effect. Okay, you got that? This is a course in how things are caused. This is not another course dealing with the effects that we've already made that we're trying to get straightened out. All right? Okay, so I want to ask this question one more time. Do you desire a world that you rule instead of one that rules you?
Yes!
Do you desire a world where you are powerful instead of helpless?
Yes!
Do you desire a world in which you have no enemies and cannot sin?
Yes!
And do you want to see what you deny because it is the truth?
Yes!
Yes! Let's acknowledge ourselves. I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Yes.
All right. I got a song I want to end on that no one can leave until I play. And if you go, you'll be free. I order you to do what you want to do. I have total control over this group. If you're a control freak, that's the most powerful thing you can say that works. I order you to follow your own thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs when you leave here. Yeah, I got control over y'all. I'm bad. Not going to ask for money. Money is an illusion, and I need to be well deceived today. I want to be fooled mightily. I appreciate you all sharing with me and with yourselves, you know, because, you know, Holy Spirit works through us. You know, so thank you for sharing. 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 And while we're doing the love offering, Mary, since we're running kind of late on time, would you share about what you can talk about while we're doing that?
Yeah. There's a flyer floating around.
Take a deep breath. Let it in. Let's try to let the music go in. There is no wrong way to feel it. Peace and happiness for every man. Peace and happiness all through the land. Peace and happiness all through the land. Do you desire a world you rule instead of one that rules you? Do you desire a world you rule instead of one that rules you? Do you desire a world you rule instead of one that rules you? Do you desire a world that you rule instead of one that rules you? Do you desire a perception you rule instead of one that rules you? Do you desire a world where you are powerful instead of helpless? Do you desire a world in which you are powerful instead of helpless? Move their shoulders. Move your shoulders. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, one more time. Do you desire a world in which you have no enemies that cannot sin?
Yes.
Do you desire a world in which you have no enemies?
Yes.
Do you desire a world in which there's not anyone out to get you?
Yes.
Do you desire a world in which no one will attack you?
Yes.
Say what? Take a deep breath. Prepare yourself to have the most beautiful things that you ever could imagine come into your life. Because truth is beauty. Truth is beauty. Truth is beauty. Truth is love. And do you want to see what you deny because it is the truth?
Yeah.
Woo! Let's end it up on that one. Let's go. Do you want to see what you deny because it is the truth? You ready to see your beauty?
Yeah.
You ready to see your love?
Yeah.
You ready to see your wealth?
Yeah.
You ready to see your health?
Yeah.
You ready to see your lover? Yeah. Are you ready to see God? One more time. Do you desire a world that you rule instead of one that rules you?
Yeah.
Do you desire a world where you are powerful instead of helpless?
Yeah.
And do you desire a world in which you have no enemies and cannot sin? Woo! I can hear the last one. Ready? Take a breath. Woo! And do you want to see what you deny because it is the truth? Yes! Let it come to us. Let it come to us. Let it come to me. Truth come to me. see our innocence. Let our innocence come to us. Let our safety come to us. Let our fulfillment come to us. Let our success come to us. Let our right relationships come to us. I love you. Thank you for coming. See, these are today's class. They're available if you want to.